Welcome. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So says the Gospel of John. And tonight we have come, as the world is shrouded evermore in darkness, to celebrate the light that has come into our world and into our life through Jesus the Christ. I hope that tonight will be for each of you a joyful night as well as a peaceful night, perhaps a night of preparation as well. It's always busy at this time of year, and it was especially so for me, when my son was born 8 years ago, a week before Christmas. And a few years after that, the idea for this service was born in me as well, but I noticed that I became so busy with all the preparations of Christmas time that I really did not have any opportunity to sit down and really appreciate the meaning of it all until, I don't know, 5-10 minutes before Christmas Eve service. We can all be like that, where the busyness of the season distracts us from the business of the season, which is to be honoring the gift of Jesus Christ to our world. So let us each of us give ourselves a present this evening as we take time now to appreciate the gift of the Christ child, the greatest present we have ever been given and ever will receive. Let us stand now as we sing our opening hymn, All Come, All Ye Faithful. All songs will be from our Chalice Hymnal, the Red Hymnal, number 148.
Thank you.
beloved ones, we meet in this holy season with excitement and joy as we anticipate the wondrous gift of the birth of Jesus. As the shepherds huddled around the manger to welcome the holy child, so we gather to hear the transforming story and to offer God our thanksgiving with songs of praise. In the warmth and safety of this sacred space, let us pray. Gracious God, help us to remember those who are cold and alone this night, that they might find a warm hearth for rest. Bring strength to all who live and work in the midst of violence. Comfort to those who are in distress. Give joyous sensitivity to those who are grieving. And above all, make our lives show forth your love and your light in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We begin our readings this evening from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 to 7, in which God's prophet proclaims the hope of God's coming Messiah.
Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them the light shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulder, the rod of their oppressors, you have broken as of the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders. And his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Let us sing together the hymn, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 153. Let us pray together the prayer that is printed in our bulletin. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born to us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. Our second reading is from the prophet Micah, in which the prophet foretells the birth of the Savior in the town of Bethlehem.
You, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you are one of the little clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Let us sing A Little Town of Bethlehem, number 144. Let us pray. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Amen. Our third reading is from the Gospel of Luke, in which the angel of Gabriel appears to Mary to proclaim that she will be the one to bear the Messiah.
Luke 1:26-35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God."
Our next hymn is "Angels We Have Heard on High," number 155.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits have rejoiced in God, our Savior, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid Mary. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call her blessed, because he that is mighty has done great things for us through her. And holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. Amen. Our fourth reading is, in the middle of the night, my Dom held her camera.
Then you chose to come, God's resplendent firstborn, to make us one. The voices of doom protest. All these words about justice, love, and peace, all these naive words will buckle beneath the weight of a reality which is brutal and bitter, even more bitter. It is true, Lord, it is midnight upon the earth, moonless night, and starved of stars. But can we forget that you, the Son of God, chose to be born precisely at midnight?
And now let us sing Away in the Manger, number 147. Let us pray. Be near us, Lord Jesus, we ask thee to stay close by us forever, and love us, we pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Amen. The season of Advent is marked by the light of candles as they shine forth in the face of the darkening world outside. They remind us of the light to come, but also the light that has come, and that the light of the world came in the form of a very small child, but one by one has grown to encompass the world. And so now we come to this time of lighting of the Advent candle. Let us pray together. Let us pray. As your church throughout the world prepares to welcome the miracle of Christ's birth, Lord, open our hearts to receive him, that he may be born in us. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. as you shelter the holy family in the poverty of the stable. So we light a candle now to remember all who are in pain, despair, or distress this night. Shine the healing light of your countenance upon them, Lord. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. As Christ lived among us in human flesh to restore our life in heaven on earth, will you light this candle now for those who are dying, those who have died, that they may know the light of your unending day. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. For we bless you, God, that you have visited your people. In human fragility, you reveal the face of divinity. As you gather into your arms all the peoples of the world, that in your embrace we may find blessing and peace and the fullness of our inheritance as your daughters and sons, we light this candle now in honor of our own personal prayers and petitions to you, our Lord. In the words that your Son taught us, we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, glory forever. Amen. Our anthem this evening, performed by the Sanctuary Choir, is entitled On a Night of Wonder. Our fifth reading is A Child of the Snows by G.K. Chesterton.
There is heard a hymn where the panes are dim, and never before or again. When the nights are strong with the darkness long, and the dark is alive with rain. Never we know, but in sleet and in snow, the place where the great fires are. But the mists of the earth is the raging mirth, and the heart of the earth a star. And at night we wend to the ancient inn, where the child is in frost is fur led. We follow the feet where the souls meet, and at the end of the world. The gods lie dead where the leaves lie red, for the flame of the sun is flown. The gods lie cold where the leaves lie gold, and a child comes forth alone.
Let us sing the hymn, What Child Is This?, number 162. Let us pray together. Come surely, Lord Jesus, as dawn follows night. Our hearts long to greet you as roses of the light. Salvation draw near us, our vision engage. These candles we light for the hope of our age. Amen. Our sixth reading is People of Ceaseless Hope by Walter Burghardt.
Must be people of ceaseless hope. Every human act, every Christian act is an act of hope. But that means we must be people of the present. We must live this moment, really live it, just not endure it. Because this very moment, for for all its imperfection and frustration, because of its imperfection and frustration, is pregnant with all sorts of possibilities. It is pregnant with the future, is pregnant with love, is pregnant with Christ.
Let us sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 150. Let us pray. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. You are strength and consolation. Come, salvation to impart. Dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Amen. Our seventh reading is The Divine Dawning by St. Thomas Aquinas.
Lights all lights, all gloom dispelling, thou didst come to make thy dwelling here within our wood of sight. Lord, in pity and power, thou didst in the darkest hour rend the clouds and show thy light. Praise thee in earth and heaven, now and everyone be given Christ our who art our sign and shield. Lord, for us thy life thou gavest. Those who trust in thee thou savest. All thy mercy stands revealed.
Let us sing the hymn We Three Kings, number 172, verses 1, 2, and 5. Let us pray. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune our hearts to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach us some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount we're fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Amen. Our final reading of the evening is The Work of Christmas by Howard Thurman.
When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, then the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal those broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all peoples, to make a little music with the heart, and to radiate the light of Christ, every day, in every way, in all that we do, and in all that we say. Then the work of Christmas begins.
Let us stand as we sing our final hymn of the evening, Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 167. Let us bow our heads for the benediction. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered all things, earthly and heavenly, into one, bestow upon you the fullness of peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.